1 Chronicles chapter 12. I want to close off this evening with a simple teaching about the importance to be a team and the importance of how to find men and women that qualify to become great leaders. It's really important that you know leadership is not because you've got a great gift. Becoming an influencer is not because you're just louder than everybody else. Becoming a leader, becoming an influencer, and by the way, this course is not making you a leader. I want to make it very plain. Don't go to Pastor Glenn or any of your pastors afterwards and say, I've run a course of leadership and I'm ready to lead. That's not what happens here. Okay, you are probably years from what I'm talking about. Maybe you're months from it, whatever it is. Just don't think this is a leadership course. But what is really required of us is, first of all, deep down, how we support and stand by our own leaders. 1 Chronicles chapter 12, I'm reading from verse 15, I think it is. Follow with me, would you? Verse 14. I'm just going to put on some glasses so we don't have a long night. These were from the sons of Gad, captains of the army, and the least was over 100 and the greatest was over 1,000. These are the ones who crossed the Jordan in the first month when it had overflowed all its banks and were put to flight, all those in the valleys to the east and to the west. Verse 16, this is where you read from. Then some of the sons of Benjamin and Judah came to David at the stronghold. David was hiding from Saul at this time. And David went out to meet them and answered and said to them, if you have come peaceably to me to help me, my heart will be united with you. But if to betray me to my enemies, since there is no wrong in my hands, may the God of our fathers look and bring judgment. Then the Spirit came upon Amasai, chief of the captains, and he said, we are yours, David, O David. We are on your side, O son of Jesse. Peace, peace to you and peace to your helpers, for your God helps you. So David received them and made them captains of the troop. That is an amazing portion of Scripture, simply because it says so little but actually infers so much. First thing I want to tell you is, if we're going to become people that really make a difference on this earth, we're going to need to deal with our attitudes toward leadership. Our attitude toward leadership. Benjamites, Saul himself was a Benjamite. These were men who came from the same tribe as Saul. And as you know, Saul was chasing David at this part of history. And if he caught him, he would have killed him. I mean, that was the deal. So here are men who are literally going against the king, sneaking into the camp and wanting to talk to David. And as they come in, David goes out to meet them, and he says, have you come to do me good or harm? Let's sort this out from the beginning. I want you to notice now and take notes on some of the characteristics that will make you an outstanding person to be trained. If you don't have these characteristics, you cannot be moved forward by the person you're working with. First thing it says is, it says the Spirit of the Lord fell upon Amasai, chief of the captains. Amasai has this sudden experience where a rush of the Spirit of God hits his life, and he speaks almost in a prophetic sense. And he says this. He says, David, we are yours. The first thing I want you to get right is this. I believe all team networks or groups in the kingdom should start first with a relationship. All of our working dealings should come out of a heart relationship. If I joined this church, no matter what skills I had, the very first thing that designates me as ready to draw from the pastor of this church is that I look upon this man and I feel my heart joined to his. That doesn't matter, mean he becomes my buddy. That doesn't mean I live on his doorstep. That doesn't mean I try and get his email address. That means I look at him and I say, this is a man that I feel drawn to by the Spirit of the Lord. Guys, I have to tell you, so many people are in churches that they don't respect at all the leadership. And relationship is made up of three aspects at the very least. Relationship is made up of trust, respect, and love. You can never be formed by a person you don't trust. You can never be formed by a person you don't respect. And you can never be formed by a person you don't love. It doesn't work like that. And so we find in the kingdom, we often go and try and find some course, some trainer, the latest guy who's popping through town. We do the grasshopper thing to seminar after seminar after seminar, and we think that's going to form us. Let me tell you, the key to formation is relationship. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Keep calling on God for capacity to hear tonight. You've got to catch these things in the spirit. And so I'm saying to you that when you step into anything that you feel is from the Lord, the very first measure you have to have is the person you're following, a person that you feel a heart connection with. You feel like God has joined you to this person. I've learned over the years, do not get people to be a part of your group if they don't have a heart connection with you. Because down the road, it's going to blow up in your face. Somewhere, they're going to step off and walk away. Somewhere, they're going to stab you in the back. You need to have people that come to you. You see, I had a strategy. Last night, my strategy was simple. I wasn't strong on you last night. Last night, I was a nice guy. Remember? Last night, I was, just great to have you guys. Thank God you're here. I just blessed you as much as I can because I was trying to get you to what? Have a relationship with me. I was trying to get you to love me, trust me, and respect me. If that didn't work, and someone in this room is sitting looking going, what a jerk. I want to tell you, the ability to impart to that person is gone. Because the passing on of information is head to head. The passing on of impartation is heart to heart. Do you understand that? So when somebody's got your heart, they when you speak, your words bring them life. And so these guys walk up and stand in front of this guy running for his life. He's not such a good-looking guy. He's a bit of a scrawny character. He's got, he's ruddy. He's got sort of red hair. But they see something about him. And they say, David, we are yours. No, the first thing is the Spirit of the Lord settles on them and they feel something happen. It's wonderful when you meet a person for the first time and actually it's not because of the outside, but it's something about who they are that just makes your heart feel great. You feel safe. That is probably look for that sign. It's the beginnings of the working of the Lord in a relationship for kingdom purposes. This is what it's all about. Choose the people you walk with carefully. Do not be in a church if your heart is not connected to the leader because they can't form you. I hope many people get this tape. Second thing that we need to know is that they make a statement to their leader who they're wanting to follow. David, we are yours. Not David, you are ours. Many churches have this mentality. Pastor, you are ours. Big mistake. Pastor, we are yours. You see, if you get that wrong, you will forever be looking for the pastor to serve you, for you to get what you want. But actually, the beginning of your future ministry is how you serve another ministry. You will find your ministry in serving another's ministry. Do you understand what I'm saying? And so, David, we are yours, is a critical statement we should be making. It's a covenant commitment. It's saying, I'm not just here for the ride. I'm not here just to see if you're going to do okay. I'm not going to see if you're going to build the second phase of the building. I'm actually here. No matter what happens, I'm with you. Because I recognize God joined me to you. And no matter how rocky it gets, it doesn't matter how much I misunderstand, I am joined to you. You know, most of my people in my congregation have been with me for over 20 years. Fantastic. It's hard to believe people will have me around for 20 years. I didn't finish telling you. Last night I was a good guy. Tonight I'm not such a good guy. I'm in your face and I'm a little bit blunt. You know what I'm creating? Respect. In other words, don't jerk me around. If you think you can get away with anything with a person, you lose respect. Respect comes from an understanding that when the time is needed for you to be pegged, the person will peg you. They're not scared of you, and they're not hoping you would love them. They are there to see you built and developed. And at the end of the day, it's a critical thing. It's a critical ingredient in being a pastor, being a leader. It's because you let people know, I will push you to become what you're supposed to be. So, it's really important that when you say, Pastor Glenn, we are yours, you say it with your mouth, to his face. You walk up, take his hand, look at him in the eye. And when you receive him, you receive his wife. There's a big mistake in many churches that they think the wife is actually the pastor's wife. She is not a person, she is a pastor's wife. It's a major mistake. They are a leader in their own right. They have a position in their own right. They are not some sort of an attachment to him that he drags around when he walks. You know what I mean? And so the wife has to be honored. And I simply say to most places I go, I say, if you don't receive my wife, you lose me. Because actually, her and I are one. So if you struggle with her, you struggle with me. That's the deal. So, David, we are yours, actually has to be said. Third thing, you'll notice it says, peace to you. Peace to you. Do you know something? You commit yourself to take wars away from your leader. You commit yourself to make your leader's walk easier. A team that recognizes that it's important that their job is to make it as easy as possible for their leader to attain their vision and goal is a wise group. I tell my folk back in South Africa, your job is to make my job as easy as possible. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 7 and 17 says that. Make sure that you make it easy for your leaders. Respect them and obey them and honor them so it goes well with you. The next point is that he makes a statement. He says, not only should there be peace to you, but success to you. Your job is to do whatever you can to make David's vision a reality. He was supposed to be king. Do you know what they had just said? They said, we are leaving one king to come to the true king. We are moving sides because we recognize God's with you. And so whatever it takes for you to become king, do you know what would happen to them if they get caught? They put their heads on the block because they believed in the man. And we need to get to the place where literally the leaders we follow, we believe they are the people that God has set aside for the job. And whatever we can do to make them succeed, we do that. See, guys, you might wonder, why am I teaching you this stuff? Because it doesn't help you. I know you missed the point. It is actually the foundation for your future ministry. Because when you make another man's ministry succeed, guess what? God will bring a pile of people to make your ministry succeed. The way you've honored your father will be the way you are honored as a father. The way that you handle the children God's given you will ensure that God gives you more. There is so much to understand in what I'm telling you now. Those men stepped into their destinies when they made that step. They stepped into what God had always planned for them to be. They were the ones who were going to make David king, who was going to be the forerunner of the Messiah. The implications are unbelievable. What I do today affects history. And the people I choose to walk with affect history. And I've learned this, the first way I know I'm supposed to walk with another person is relationship through the joining of the Spirit. The second thing is I've got to say, I am yours. Third thing, I need to make sure that that person has peace. And the fourth thing is I need to make sure that that person succeeds. Work hard at giving your best to the church God has placed you in, the leaders God has put over you. Don't always have to be noticed. Do little things that make the difference. We had one guy in my church. Oh, this guy's, he's one of my greatest friends. He lives in England today, but he joined my church. And he was one of those painful human beings that, you know, I'm. You won't believe this possibly, but I'm a very private person. If I'm in my house and you open my door and just walk into my house and help yourself to my kettle and tea, and I actually am not blessed that you're relaxed. I am offended that you've pushed into my life. Do you understand? That's my makeup. This character arrives with his wife. First day I meet him, arrives, walks in, and did exactly what I'm telling you he'd do. I walk out of my bedroom. He's in my lounge sitting down. He says, Alex is in the kitchen making tea. It's the first day I meet this couple in my congregation. I knew he was there, but the first day we have a one-on-one. I mean, I went red in the face. I was irritated like you can't believe, but it was my first day. I can't start slapping people around there. So that was the end of that. So this guy finishes the discussion by saying this. He said, I want you to hear this. He says, from today, I want you to never feel like you have to take your car to a mechanic or a garage. I will fix your car for the rest of the time that you're here. I'm good at what I do. I know how to fix it. He's a farmer. He says, I want you to secondly know that you don't have to ever cut your grass. And this is a big issue in tropical type environments. When grass grows 6 inches in half an hour, you know what I mean? It's like, that's how it is. You have to cut your lawn twice a week where I come from. So he says, you'll never again have to cut your lawn. He says, also, please don't worry about your plants. You just tell me what plants you want, and I'll make sure my workers plant them for you. We will go and buy them from the nursery and put them in for you. He developed the most beautiful garden for us. With never did we have to pay a cent. On top of that, he said to me, my farm is yours. You come out there, anything you want, fruit, you come out there, you want to shoot, you want to do anything. He said, my farm's yours. He drove out and he lived every word for the rest of his life that he served with me. He was an unbelievable friend. Thank God for him. And I never once had to phone him or push him. He was doing it without me even seeing it. Do you understand what I'm saying? Guys, we've got to find an opportunity to serve our leaders in a way that makes their work easy. Bless them. See that life is easier. Don't make it hard for them. I'm talking about Pastor Nick. I'm talking about Pastor Glenn. I'm talking about your pastor in another church. I'm talking about everyone who you look to. All right. How are we doing? I think we've got to get home. We're going to spend a bit of time doing some prophetic work. I want to ask you, how many of you, while we were praying earlier on, asked for prayer for healing, something physical wrong with you? Raise your hands high. I need to see. How many of you feel like God has touched you tonight out of those prayers? You actually feel a difference in your body? Thank you. Thank you. Praise God. This is how it should be. We should see. By the way, that's a miracle. No, it's a healing. But do you understand that God intervenes and touches a body is a wonderful thing. So we're going to end off tonight. And I want to ask this. Those of you that really need to hear from God for your futures, you want God to speak into your current circumstances. I know we all want to hear from God. But you really desperately need to hear from God. I'd like you to just raise your hands once the team has come forward, okay? So why don't you guys come forward, the prophetic people, and let's just stand together and minister to those. Tonight, I don't want to go too late. Tomorrow night's going to be possibly a little longer. But the prophetic people, come forward, please, that have been designated. And the rest of us, just relax for a second and just pray for the team as they come forward. Thank you, Lord. Those of you that desperately need a word from the Lord, please raise your hands now. I need to see it. Wow. Wow. That is a lot. Okay, one lady raises two hands, so she thinks I'm going to get her up first. All right, thank you. Of those that raised your hands, I'll tell you what we're going to do. I'd like you to just stand if you were one of those that raised your hands. And if you don't mind, I'm going to choose half of you. No, I don't think that's fair. What I'm going to do is ask you to just keep standing. And these guys will choose who they will minister to as God shows them. Is that fair enough? So if God doesn't show them anything, you can't get angry with me. Okay. The rest of us, would you intercede for the people that need to hear from God and those that are hearing, that they administer with life? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Young man over there, just want to say to you, I know you're going into the forces, but I just feel the Lord wants to impart something to you tonight. I feel like God wants to deal with internal battles you have. So won't you just, as a congregation, reach out to him as I pray. Your name again, sorry.
Joe.
Joe. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Father, in the name of Jesus, I want to pray that Joe would receive from you a touch from heaven. Joe, I want to address in you the feelings of anxiety that rise within your being day after day. It's like your mind is rushing from left to right. You're not sure if you're on the right track. You're not sure if you're on the right path. I declare over you today, man of God, bow your knees at the feet of Jesus. Sit around the throne, son. Spend time in the presence of the Lord. There is a place for you to sit near to the heart of God. There's a place where the Lord hears you and knows you and understands your deepest battles. But I want to lift off of you the curses of men over the years. There have been some unkind words. I feel it. There have been like arrows in your back. And I just want to pull those out in Jesus' name and declare today, Lord, you would release healing to this man, that he would start to find a new sense of courage, confidence, and consistency. That, Lord, he would be able to run without turning to the left or to the right. I pray for a breakthrough in his life tonight. I pray for finances to be released to him, Lord. I'm asking that you would surprise him with your goodness in Jesus' name. And I declare over you an end to the battle in your mind day after day. Speak peace to you, brother. Peace to you in Jesus' name. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Let's move quickly because the time's going on. It's 9:30 nearly, and I do want to be finished by the latest 10 o'clock. Okay. Anybody have a word? Precious Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
John, when I looked over at you, the only word, it's very simple. I heard the Lord just say yes to you, whatever it is, yes.
Lisa, when I saw you before, the Lord spoke to me really these three words about you, and he said, actually to the home invasion, and I felt like the Lord has come into your home in a powerful way, but there's a second wave, and he's just going to come into your home. I felt like what he wanted to let you know is that you're right where you belong and that you've been walking in obedience, and he's going to bring a quick answer to some prayers that you've been praying for a while. So he wants you to be encouraged.
I want to teach you guys something in the spirit quickly. Thank you. Thank you very much. I want to teach you something in the spirit. How many in this room felt like a feeling of opposition in the spirit the moment I spoke about bringing prophetic words? How many of you felt just like a heaviness arrive? I did. Did anybody else feel it? How many of you in the team feel absolutely like you're just flowing in a river tonight? Of the, you know, there's times where you feel great. How many of you feel really free and great tonight? My word, exactly. You understand? You need to recognize the moment where there's demonic opposition to a flow of the Spirit. See, this should have been firing faster, and it didn't. Something happened. There's nothing wrong with them. Every one of us are ready to receive and give. Is that fair? Then who's the problem? The enemy. So right now we need to take authority, and I think we just need to break something in the Spirit. You understand? So I think by lifting up the name of Jesus right now, we're going to start to see a change. Why don't you just start to bless the Lord with all your heart? Declare his greatness, declare his power, declare his majesty and dominion in this room. And I pray now against every work of darkness, you're not welcome in this room. You should not be here. We bind your work in the name of Jesus. I lift off every door open, Lord, in Jesus' name. I close doors into demonic activity. And I pray now, Father, that you would release a flow of your Spirit. I pray that there would come an acceleration of understanding and insight, that revelation would fall freely in this room tonight. I pray for the team, Father, right now, every bit of limitation would come off of you in Jesus' name. Come off in Jesus' name. And Lord, I just move over them with the wind of the Spirit Thank you, Lord. Wind of the Spirit, in the name of Jesus, receive, 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 receive the ability to move. In Jesus' name. That's it. Push, guys. Push. Push it out. Really, don't stop until you feel a change in the atmosphere. Don't stop beating the arrow until the victory's done. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Lord. Now receive. Just receive the peace of the Lord. Receive. We have all authority over all the works of the enemy. So we call an end to the limitations, intimidation in the Spirit in Jesus' name. And we release, Lord Jesus, the flow of your Spirit. We thank you for your love for each one of these people. Lord, tonight we're training and we want to hear like we've never heard. Have your way, Lord. In the name of Jesus, amen. Amen. Okay, guys, as you feel, go.
Rafiq and Barbara, as I look at the two of you, I first am hearing a lot of commendation that the Lord is extremely pleased with you and is very joyful over you. I see him singing over you, as the word says, but I also see the Lord lifting off condemnation over you. I feel that the two of you have such a heart to do what is right, that at times you beat yourselves up and say that it's my fault. It's something that we've done. It's something that we haven't done enough of. And I hear the Lord wanting to just lift that off of you, that the two of you have a pure heart, but that is what it is. It's not something that needs to be questioned or looked back upon or even beating yourselves up for maybe even wrong decisions that you've made in the past. I'm thinking especially in the area of your children, that as you let go of the things that you wish were, that you wish that you didn't do or did wish you had done differently, that God is the one who fills in the gap. And when he fills in the gaps, that the power that you want for their lives will be manifest in your life. And a new authority as you let go will be given unto you in that area and as in other areas, I feel.
I also felt God speaking about you as a couple, and I sense that you have a real gentleness, like your ministry has a lot to do with the gentleness of both of you, and I saw him intertwining your spirits together at this time.
I believe, I sense that that there is a lot of concerns about your finances, but more than anything, for your latest years, okay? So I sense the Lord said that do not worry. He will take care of you. So don't worry about your retirement time or your latest years. Actually, what he has for you is like really ministry and time to do his work.
I saw an interesting thing about you. It's really strange. I saw you guarding the doors of this church, and I asked the Lord what that meant. And I saw you both walking up and down, watching people coming in. And I feel like God's given you the ability to pray and discern, the ability to discern what's happening before a service, who's coming in, and a special ability to just pray in the blessing of God. Before the services, it's like, I mean, I keep hearing doorkeeper, And so it's like God has just given you guys the ability to pray in blessing as people come in. It's something I've never heard before. So bless you. Young lady, I don't know what your name is. Megan. Megan, I feel like you're stuck in a place of saying, you know, where am I going? What's my life all about? I've hit a wall. I saw you pushing against the wall. You're not even looking for doors anymore. You're trying to push the wall open. Like, that was what was strange. And so I realized you had been totally closed in by circumstances. And I just heard the Lord say, remind her that I have my hand on her. And the pressure she feels, the place of being locked in, the place of being closed off, is not for your damage or for your harm, but it's to bring you to a place of knowing how much He loves you and you can trust Him. I want you to know tonight that the Lord is going to do it soon. It's all going to change. But it's not about the door. It's about you. Okay? Bless you.
Gentleman in the back. Saw a cash register over your head and you counting cash out of it. And I feel like the Lord is saying to you, do not worry. You're counting like it's going. There's not a lot in there anymore. And I feel like the Lord is saying, it's like a bank. And don't worry about what's coming out because of the deposit you have in the Lord, and that this cash register, He is actually filling it. It's don't look at what's in there, but look at how the Lord is going to give you your return on your investment in Him.
Great. Young man, I saw the athletics, and it's like God just sparked me and showed a number of athletes standing ready to run a marathon, but each one of them got handed the route. This is where you're running. Just a little map of where they were going to be running. And you got given one that was a lot longer than everybody else's. And so I heard the Lord say this. I've called you to be a young man that has incredible capacity, the ability to do many things at one time. I've given you the ability to run a company. I've given you the ability to do outstanding work in the kingdom. I've given you the ability to look after, when you've got a 501c3, you give in to charities. Look after charities. God's going to enable you to do many things at one time. He's enlarged your capacity. Your race is not going to be like anybody else's. You're not going to run like other people. I heard the Lord say, do not match your race against other people. Don't look at them and say, well, this is not fair. I have to go so much further. I have to do so much more. The Lord says He'll give you all you need to run the race. You will always have enough energy, enough finances, enough resources, enough connections to do what He's called you to do. Amen. I watched you pray just now, and I saw the moment we got serious about prayer, you climbed in. Don't change that, ever. Don't ever forget who you are in the Lord. Amen.
Keenan, I heard the Lord say, I am the glory and the lifter of your head. And that He's placed a mantle over you and not to be afraid to take it up. I heard the Lord also say that you are who Christ is in you. In other words, it is not what's around you that defines you. It is who is in you that defines you. And finally, I heard the Lord say to you the scripture in the Psalms that David had said. It says, I looked up to the hills, and where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord.
David, I just feel like the Lord told me to tell you that you're about to enter into a season of success, that He's going to make you, give you the ability that whatever you put your hand to is going to succeed. But He also, I feel like He showed me that that there's a bit of confusion in the directions that you need to go. And I saw before you multiple pathways, and you were standing there in front of these pathways, and you weren't sure which way to go because each one was a good way to go. And I think I saw three directions for you that are big priorities for you, and one is your vocation, your occupation. The other is your family, and the third path was your ministry and your relationship to God. And he just wanted me to remind you that that is where you need to go first. And when you do, the other pathways, it's like you're going to be able to walk down all three at once. He wants you to know that his word is, it says, a lamp unto your feet and a light to your path. So it's going to clearly, he's going to clearly show you that the decisions that you are going to make about your, the issues that are not so clear at the moment are going to be right and good because you're seeking after him to do that.
David, I just want to confirm that. Actually, the word the Lord gave me was a tidal wave of success that was going to come crashing down on you. And that's a good thing, but it was almost like it was going to be so intense and crash so hard, it would almost be disorienting. I don't know whether you've ever had a big wave crash on you where it kind of like spins you around. And I heard the Lord say, don't forget your promises when that happens, when that comes on you. And Lucia, the Lord just gave me two things. Number one, I feel like this afternoon you were talking to God about something that was just deeply personal and wondering out loud to God about something that's deeply personal. And I just felt the Holy Spirit say that he wants you to know that he heard you and that he knows the deepest whispers of your heart. And I feel like the Holy Spirit wants to say to you, I feel like there's an offer or an opportunity that's in front of you, and not to sacrifice what is best, not to choose what is good and sacrifice his best, to hold out for his best, to trust and wait for his best, and not to take something good when the Lord has something better for you. Those are the two things he gave me.
I have a couple of things. The guy in the gray suit, when I first looked over at you, I heard the Lord specifically say that tonight was the last night you're going to have to struggle with anxiety. It's not the last time that the enemy's going to try to put that on you, but you don't have to take it anymore. So when it comes upon you, when the enemy's trying to drag you down with that, deal with it, and you can deal with it. Susan, I felt like the Lord was saying that you have a ministry and intercessory prayer, but it's really specific. And it has to do with warfare-type prayer and a dismantling of the enemy's plans against the body of Christ, that God's going to begin to step up and amp up your discernment in the Spirit. And sometimes you're going to be praying in the Spirit, you're not going to know what it is, but it's going to be dismantling things that the enemy's trying to do against the body of Christ, and sometimes you're going to actually know. So be pressing into that. And this young guy here, I just looked over you early on, and the two words I heard the Lord say was, rise up. Just to rise up in your generation, and that God was going to use you as a mouthpiece to a lot of different people.
There are at least three men that feel like they've just served and served and served, and it's like, God, where am I going? Just a feeling of, you know what, we've heard all the promises, we've really pushed in, we've really tried to do all. And we were hoping we'd be further by now, in a sense. And I heard the Lord just simply, there's not an answer to everything, but this is what I heard the Lord say. You have no idea what your faithfulness over the years has already accomplished. You have no idea the lives that have been touched through you taking time just to serve in the quietest moments. And the Lord says to you tonight, never try and evaluate yourself based on your natural ability to assess your performance over the past years. God is the one who sees what you've done. every step of obedience to His Spirit brings forth results. And especially the three men standing here tonight, the Lord wants you to hear, He truly appreciates the obedience, and that's what you want. You just want to see more of the results. But the Lord says to you, to encourage you tonight, you have no idea what your obedience has already accomplished in the kingdom. Amen.
This gentleman in the blue shirt, I don't know your name, but John, okay. I just kept feeling that God had a word for you, and the only word that I was getting is the word authority. And I felt like God was saying that, you know, He gives us authority, and you're in positions of authority, and He wants you to grow in the authority that, in those different positions that is yours because of who He made you, and that He's going to strengthen you in your inner man in those things. But I also had another word for Sal. This is actually a word that God had kind of given me a while ago in our second equip class, and I kind of forgot about it. But as you were speaking, I don't know if you were one of the three men, but my heart is like just like totally overflowing with this again. But I just saw you as like I know that you love to witness and you're a man of the word, and I just saw in your zealousness to witness that Holy Spirit, like on the day of Pentecost, that came upon people and they would just go out and witness, that is what God has for you, that in your desire to do that, that the Holy Spirit is just going to empower you, and it's going to be such a boldness you can't even imagine, but that's the calling that God has for you.
You saw the young guy with the black sweater. I heard counterfeit and be aware. So I believe the Lord is saying to be aware of something that looks like it's the real thing, but it's not, because the real gift and the real thing is around the corner.
To add to that, did you come last night as well, young lady? No, you first night tonight. Do you know this young guy? Okay, there's just for that whole group. I don't know who you guys are. You're not from this church. I know that. But let me just tell you something. I feel like God is taking you into a new experience relationally. I feel that this meeting, coming to this Father's house, has opened a door and will open a door to new relationships, new ways of working in the kingdom, new ways of functioning. Something will never be the same again. You're going to close the door on a whole lot of stuff from the past. And listen, I never said it's going to be painful, but I also never said it's not going to be painful. But I heard the word painfulness is not going to be the problem. So I just want to say to you that there are some things you have to cut off. Very soon you're going to have to make decisions about changing your direction, changing the way you give yourself to service in the Lord. And I know that's quite a strong directional word, but I know when God is doing a new thing in people's lives. I mean, a new thing, like in moving them to another place in ministry. Let me just say it like this. Winning souls is often like blasting a quarry, just taking rocks out of the quarry. But that rock needs to be taken eventually somewhere where it gets shaped and not made into what it should be. It's not the same place. And I feel like God is taking you to a new place so that you can be formed. And it's going to affect your whole group of friends. Okay, just leave that with you. Hope I haven't confused you more than I've helped you.
Jen, I just want to say that I feel like you're going through something that is causing a great frustration in your life right now, and it's before you, and you're not really sure what to do. But I just want you to be encouraged by God has it in His hand. He knows which way you're to turn and what you have to do. So just surrender to Him, and He's going to lead you into the right way to go. So just trust the Lord right now with the things that are before you. And Jan, I just want to say something to you. When I look at your sneakers, I see wings. And obviously you travel all around the world, but I believe God is going to begin to open even more doors than you were aware of and things that you weren't sure were coming. And there's going to be an acceleration to the opening of these doors and places that you're going to minister together along with Sarah. And because God is using you just to bind, I'm reminded of with sewing. When you have a hole, you attach all the threads together and you bind it together and it becomes closed. And the body is like that. It has a hole right now. And God is going to use you like a thread to bring it together, to reinforce it.
Thank you so much.
It's just a word for Catherine. I just sense it, and God speaking really loudly, that in the things that you struggle with, it's those very things that God has designed for you to just break through in your relationship with Him. And in that it's just going to be such an amazing transformation in you, and you're just going to see the purposes of God for your life right now, that He has like a purpose for your life. And it's specifically with those struggles that He's going to bring that out. But you have to, like, embrace those things and really seek Him, you know, with all your heart, and really diligently seek after Him with everything that you have.
Lisa, I feel like the Lord saying to you that your life lately has been like moving along a board. We used to do snakes and ladders. I don't know if you remember that. A long time ago, I used to do snakes and ladders, not now. But snakes and ladders was this process of moving, and then if you land, you go down or you go up. And it's called chutes and ladders. Thank you. Okay, chutes and snakes. You can see I come from Africa. Anyway, chutes and ladders. So snakes, of course, you go down. Ladders, you go up. Just, okay. So chutes and ladders. So I feel like your life lately has been that. And it's because you're on a quest. You're looking to find where it is. Two things are going to happen. Where you're going to settle and where you're going to function. How you're going to function. Who you really are needs to come out. And I hear the Lord saying, the way you've gone about it diligently, He's noticed and He's seen how you've gone just trying to hear what He's having to say. And I feel like the journey is coming to an end soon. And a number of things are going to happen to indicate that you've arrived, that you found your place. And I feel like the frustrations of the past are going to be wiped away. The feeling of I'm searching, but it's just like there's, each time I think I've found it, it's empty, and it lets you down. And down you go again, and then you find something else, and it feels like you're going up the ladder, and then you take another move, and you're down again. And I just feel the Lord saying, it's going to be over soon. You're going to find the person, you're going to find the place that you can trust, that you can walk in, and there you will find, your heart will find a home. Amen. Won't you, and the sister behind you, just put your hand on her and pray for her quickly. I just want to release the touch of the Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus, reach out to her. In the name of Jesus, we pray for Lisa right now. We pray for the strategy that has tried to rob her from being who she is and what she wants to accomplish. Father, I pray right now that you would open the doors correctly to the right places. Lord, show her once and for all what is not of you so she can leave it behind. And Lord, help her to settle and find her future in Jesus' name. I declare over you, woman of God, an influence and an impact that will go on into the years. Many will find growth and victory through your ministry. I bless you, Lisa, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Good There's a woman in the back. You have a dark jacket on with a red shirt underneath. I'm just curious, what is your name? Phyllis? Yes, Grace. Hi, Grace. I knew it was something special. I just wasn't sure what it was. But Grace, I feel the word that Lisa received is also a word for you. As I looked back at you, I heard the Lord saying she's moving forward, but tell her I want her to take steps forward. And so he's saying, come forward. I also feel, Grace, that there have been things spoken to you about what people see in you, but yet they've fallen a little short. It was almost as though people were trying to tell you what you were without really knowing who you were. And I just feel like God wants to open up the box of who you really are. And Grace, I don't know what friends you have in your life, but I feel like God is sending you people that you can trust, people that really do desire your very best, people who will speak the word of the Lord into your life, people who will want to see you get, like the men who David had, go to be who you are to be. And what he wants you to do, though, Grace, is to walk forward. You may start to walk, and you may start to take another step, and you'll hear somebody saying, no, this is where you should go. This is who you are. But remember, the Lord, it trumps any other voice. The Lord will speak to you, and as you do and put into practice the things we've heard tonight, that you will stand strong in the face of any opposition, and you will know, you will be able to discern even the thoughts and intents of other people's motives, and you will be able, you won't judge them, you won't be offended by them, but God will protect you in that so that you can follow the path that God has for you. You may feel like you've missed it. You may feel like you're getting to the age where, oh boy, you know, it's just too far gone. The Lord says, no, you're starting today. Whatever trials you've gone through, I'm going to use it for your growth.
When you were over here before, Yanni, you noticed your sneakers. The word that you just had and what Terry just had also, the Lord was telling me to look at your shirt because there's a message on your shirt, which I wasn't sure what it was. And at first I thought it was a lot of windows, and then I noticed it was a lot of ladders. And when you said about the ladder, I feel like the Lord is saying it's for all of you here, that you have brought to us so many ladders that you are giving to everyone here. There are ladders in your life, and they are going up. And you have come to really bring those to everybody tonight. For the Lord wants everybody to receive that.
Beautiful, thank you. We're just going to move quickly because I said 10 o'clock. So if you've got a picture, give it. I just heard the Lord say to me, you're in a new season coming fast. What you've done in the past, you've done well. You really apply yourself diligently to whatever you do. In fact, sometimes too much detail. You've got to see everything just as it should be. The Lord says, not so much detail next time, because you've learned some things are not worth all the effort. And so a new season where you've learned massive lessons from the past. And great blessing upon you. There is great blessing upon you from the Lord. Amen. For yourself, sister, I feel like the Lord says there's been piles of prophetic words that have come your way, and those words are not to be taken lightly. There are aspects in those words. I saw you rereading prophecies. I saw you rereading things that God had said, and you suddenly find there's a pattern that you hadn't noticed before, and actually in that is the next phase of your ministry. Okay. I saw you, young man. What's your name again, bro? Matt. Matt, I saw the Lord give you a golden sword, and I saw you guarding something. So it is as though God has given you the ability to guard truth, guard people. I feel like God's going to give you sons and daughters in the Lord that are going to develop quickly, grow quickly. You're going to guard them. You're going to be an outstanding father figure to people. You're going to care for them. You're going to see them through the darkest times. You're going to intercede for them. You're going to fight for them, and they're going to find their way. Amen. 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 And who was the mother? That's all mother. It was you. I feel as though the Lord's called you to take people and disciple them in the form of very systematic teaching to break lies over their mind. I feel like God's given you a unique ability to look at people, to see where they are bound in their thinking processes, and to help them to break through. Almost like a mother would instruct her children about baking a cake and learning how to put ingredients together and all the rest. I feel like you're going to have a very systematic method of teaching people how to break out. And it's not the same thing every time. It's unique. God just downloads things to you all the time. So that's on you. Next, anybody?
Just like there were three men that Yanni spoke about before, I see three women here. You two ladies here and Josie. Is it Josie? Just as Yanni was saying, there are three men that feel like, I've been pushing, I've been praying. I feel like the Lord has highlighted the three of you women, that it is the same with you. You have ministered in the quiet for a very long time, so much so that you've been here for years, but yet some people who've been here for years don't even know your name. But I want you to know tonight that God knows your name. He knows what you have done, and what you have done is powerful. Don't go back. Push through and keep going. Where it seems invisible, things have become visible because what you guys have prayed, what you have spoken to another, maybe someone outside these walls, but keep going. I just hear him say, keep going. Don't be pushed back by the lack of the feeling or the weariness or the feeling that you've been faithful, but nothing has come to pass. Things have come to pass.
I just had something more for Megan. And I know you had a word before, but I just felt like there was something more, and it just dawned on me. First, I just felt like God was showing you that there's his fire is inside of you. There's a fire, and there's a spunk, and there's this thing of God that's inside of you. And your red shirt was what made me realize what it was. The fire of God is inside of you. And also, I just kept feeling there was something else, and I know as far as your future, that he's going to use you with that he's put within you, that fire. And he's going to place you in your life and lead you in your life so that he's going to make most use of that he's put within you. And even in regards to how it pertains to a relationship, and I just felt like God said that, you know, even in submitting to that as God's leading in your life, that he's going to use you in that. And that thing, that fire he's put within you, he's going to put you in a position, even in that relationship, and in positions where he's going to use all of that that's within you. It's not going to go to waste. It's not going to be dampened or anything. You're going to be used to the most potential in that he's put within you.
It's 10 o'clock. Just want to ask you all to stand and get close to somebody. We're going to do something with each other to close tonight. Do you believe in the power of blessing? Do you know you have the authority to bless? Especially husbands over wives, wives back to husbands, parents over children. But tonight, as you're close to somebody, I want you to put your hand on their shoulder, and I want you for a few seconds to ask the Lord, what would the Lord's blessing be on their life for tomorrow? What would the Lord's blessing be on their life tomorrow? Think a minute. Take a second, and then bless this person. Thank you, Lord. Then pray it. Just declare to them, I bless you in this way.
Now, and I just want to encourage you to remember the offering and to just share as generously as you can with Jan and Sarah. If you're making a check, you can make that out to Harvest Time Church, and we're going to put it all together. So, amen. The Lord bless you and keep you and make his face to shine upon you. Lord be gracious unto you, lift up his countenance unto you, and give you his peace. God bless you.